In Baghdad today, gunmen kidnapped two Italian women and two Iraqis. The women worked for an Italian humanitarian agency. The abductions came after a long day of fighting. U.S. warplanes and tanks struck the Sunni city of Fallujah, while Shiite militiamen clashed with U.S. forces in the Iraqi capital. The fighting in Baghdad left 36 Iraqis and one U.S. soldier dead. Hundreds of Iraqis were injured, according to U.S. and Iraqi estimates. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The kidnapping was unusual because it occurred in daylight and in central Baghdad. The Italian aid agency Abridged Baghdad confirmed that two Italian women and one Iraqi employee were seized by unknown gunmen in their Baghdad office. An Iraqi woman working for another NGO was also seized. They became the latest of more than 100 foreigners and many more Iraqis kidnapped since the Iraq invasion last year. As with many of the recent seizures, the abductors ignored the pro-Iraqi political views of the humanitarian agency. The group's website says it was a staunch opponent of UN sanctions against Iraq following the first Gulf War and is currently involved in health, water treatment, and education projects in the country. Other NGO workers, already concerned about security issues, said a daylight kidnapping in the city center would make everyone reevaluate their plans. Elsewhere, it was a day of violence and heavy casualties. In the Sunni stronghold of Fallujah, Marine Lieutenant Colonel T.V. Johnson says U.S.-led forces took fire from insurgents today and responded with tank, artillery, and aircraft fire. Johnson estimated heavy Iraqi casualties, but no firm figures were immediately available. In the Shiite holy city of Najaf, much of rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's militia has departed. But in Sadr City, Baghdad's impoverished and battered Shiite neighborhood, residents say many fighters who went to Najaf have come back and renewed their attacks on U.S. patrols. U.S. military officials say clashes in Sadr City began shortly after midnight and continued well into the day, with the Iraqis using rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, improvised bombs, and small arms fire against American tanks and armored fighting vehicles. Neither the Americans nor the interim Iraqi government is holding peace talks regarding Sadr City, and Iraqi officials say they won't consider ceding control of any part of Baghdad to private militias. U.S. military helicopters swarmed over the capital as American soldiers and Iraqi officials and policemen perished in a series of attacks by insurgents in and around Baghdad and in northern Iraq. In the northern city of Mosul, Laith Kashmullah, the son of the governor, was shot near his home and died of his wounds. The governor of Baghdad, Ali al-Haidri, was crossing the capital when his convoy came under fire. Then a roadside bomb exploded. Al-Haidri escaped unharmed, though at least one Iraqi civilian was killed and three of the governor's bodyguards were injured. In a television interview, al-Haidri said the violence would not stop him from working for a new Iraq.
Such acts, God willing, will not prevent us from doing our duty towards this country. This is expected not just me as governor of Baghdad. All Iraqi officials have this in mind. Because of one reason, many parties and elements don't want this country to progress.
In an interview with the Al Arabiya News Channel, Iraqi Defense Minister Hazem Sha'alan defended American airstrikes in Fallujah, saying they targeted foreign elements who had entered the city. He also accused Iran of interfering in Iraq's domestic affairs, especially in the Shiite-dominated southern part of Iraq. Sha'alan said, ironically, as an exiled opposition member during the Iran-Iraq War, he supported Iran against his own dictator, Saddam Hussein. He said, with Saddam gone, Iraq was upset by Iran's meddling, and that was the message brought by a recent Iraqi delegation to Tehran.
We were expecting Iran to provide assistance and advice, but the results are contrary to that. Interferences, and that's what the delegation that visited Iran explained. We showed them some of the evidence, but are saving more for another day.
The ongoing violence is clouding the prospects for nationwide elections the government hopes to hold by January. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari, visiting Jordan, acknowledged that security would not be ideal for the elections, but said the government is pressing ahead. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.